Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and I'm so glad you joined me today as we continue our exciting series, Being an Overcomer in a Crazy Upside-Down World. You know, there is a lot of intimidation against Christians today. Many people are confused. Anxiety has gone through the roof. Suicides rates are up even among teenagers. And it's because that as a nation, we have rejected God's moral guidelines, God's moral standards. As a culture, we have rejected God's ways and substituted man's ways. And when a nation does that, it can only bring chaos and turmoil and trouble. But in the midst of this, God has promised victory for those who will put their trust in Him. And so that is the reason for our theme, being an overcomer in a crazy upside down world. I tell you, those earliest Christians, Paul and others, they lived and ministered in a pagan, crazy, upside-down world, but they prevailed because they walked in uncompromising faith with their eyes fixed on Jesus. Now, the word overcome, it's the Greek word nikao, and it means to conquer, to prevail, to be victorious. So God wants you to conquer. He wants you to prevail. He wants you to be victorious. Now, I'm going to look today at John 5:4, going to talk about the significance of being born again, of being born of God, of being a new creation in Christ Jesus. For John, 1 John 5:4 says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world." Now, yesterday we defined what we mean by the world. So I don't want to go through it all again. So be sure and you go back and listen to yesterday's episode. But the world is this present world system, the political systems, educational system, commercial systems, which are moving away from God. They tend away from God. And so when you start following God, it's like you're going against the current, against the stream, the direction that this present world is going in. And so John says, 1 John 5:4, "For whatever is born of God overcomes this world system," overcomes the world. The lust, the allurements. Do you remember how Satan in the temptation, one of the temptations says he brought him up to an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of this world? And said, "All of this I will give you if you will bow down and worship me." Yeah, Jesus, you can have power, you can have significance, you can be somebody in this world. You see, all these kingdoms, I can give these to you because they have been delivered into my hand. Now, apparently he was telling the truth. When were the kingdoms of this world delivered into Satan's hand? Well, by our first parents, Adam and Eve, when they listened to his lies and declared their own independence. And the passage I read yesterday from 1 John, let me just turn over and read that again because it's a powerful statement, so I want you to hear it. It is 1 John, I think it might be, yeah, it's chapter 5, verse 19. He says, "We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one." The whole world lies under the sway. Now, I always want to emphasize, Satan is a defeated foe. We have victory. Jesus has accomplished victory for us. The power that Satan possesses, the only power he possesses, is the power to deceive. So to the extent that he can lie and deceive people, he holds them under his sway. And this world system, so much of the political systems of this world, educational systems, they have believed the lies of Satan. And because of these lies, they are under his sway. We, who have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior and who live under his authority, we're not under his sway. In fact, there's a passage in Colossians, and it goes right along with what we're talking about. So let me go over and read this. Colossians, I'm in 2 Timothy, so let's go back, because this is very important. This gives us a basis for overcoming, being overcomers in a crazy, upside-down world. So Colossians 1:13 says, he has, talking about God, those of us who have come to Christ, so he's writing to Christians, Colossians 1:13, he has, past tense already, he has delivered us from the power of darkness. The truth has set us free and conveyed us. Another rendering is he has transferred us. He has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. This present world is lying under the sway of the wicked one. But when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, God transferred us. He delivered us from the power of Satan and darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So we're living under the authority of Jesus Christ, but we're living in a fallen, sinful world that is under the sway of the wicked one because they have not believed the good news of Jesus Christ and they have chosen to live under the lies and the sway of the wicked one. So you need to know, if you're going to be an overcomer, you need to know what God has already done for you in Jesus Christ. When you put your faith in Jesus, you became a new creation in Christ Jesus, which we're going to talk about tomorrow. You were born again by the Spirit of God. And according to Colossians 1:13, God delivered you from the power of darkness, and he transferred you, he conveyed you, transferred you into the kingdom of the Son. I'm reading it literally, of the Son of his love. You are an overcomer by virtue of the new birth and of putting your faith in Jesus. I'll read it again, the scripture we started out, 1 John 5:4. For whatever is born of God, yes, overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Hey, don't miss these. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be an overcomer because we're giving you the tools. We're equipping you to be an overcomer now in this life, in this world. That's God's call for us. Check out our website, eddiehyatt.com. If you'd like to be in touch with myself or Sue, there on the homepage, on my picture, you'll see my email. You'll see Sue's email. If you'd like to join Sue's Facebook group, she has a Facebook group, and she calls it her classroom. It's called God's Word to Women. So just go to Facebook and check out God's Word to Women. And you can join that group, and there's daily postings and discussions on that group. Also, if you'd like to friend me on Facebook, you're welcome to do so. Follow me on Twitter, connect with me on LinkedIn, and check out our book. I want to keep mentioning the two recent books that I have published, I think within the last 2-3 months. The first one is called Discovering the Real Jesus. If you have a family member or relative who's struggling with their faith, is God really real? Is this all real? Or who is an outright agnostic or atheist, you need to give them a copy of this book. This book will show them historical, scientific evidence for putting their faith in Jesus, for believing in him, discovering the real Jesus. In my most recent book, Who Says Women Can't Pastor? So if you have any questions about women in leadership in the church, including pastoral leadership, you need this book. If you know anyone who has an issue with this, you need to give them a copy of this book. Who Says Women Can't Pastor? available from Amazon and our website bookstore at eddiehyatt.com. If I can be a blessing to you in any way, let me know. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless you.